You're tuned to WDIY FM Allentown, listener-supported community NPR radio for the Lehigh Valley. I'm Charles James, your host for Lehigh Valley Art Salon tonight, talking with doing our annual look at Music Fest, and love to do this each year, talking with Patrick Brogan, who's Senior Vice President of Programming, and Mark Demko, Senior Director of Public Relations at ArtsQuest. Welcome to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
Thanks very much. It's good to be back.
Good evening. Thank you for having us on.
You guys have a great lineup this year, and I'm always looking forward to a festival where I can spend 40 hours.
Yeah.
And enjoy the music, you know, every day.
Is it only 40 hours? I mean, you could spend 100 hours at Music Fest, I would think, over 10 days.
Well, you know,
11 days this year.
That maybe I just go 2 or 3 days.
You know. Oh, okay. Well, if you want to be weak about it, then, Charles, you can just go 2 or 3 days, I guess.
But I actually do go more, and we're going to be sampling music in this program, in this half hour, of artists that are coming. And a lot of things are going on, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. Mark, I'd like to start out by asking you a couple of new things. One new thing I noticed, there's a new stage this year, and maybe you could comment about that.
Absolutely. You know, this year we have a record number of artists and performances, thanks to Patrick and his wonderful team. But the Hotel Bethlehem, which has for the past few years presented free music at the hotel, joined on as an official partner this year. They're amazing. They really know what the festival means to the downtown and to our community, and so they wanted to get involved at a higher level. They are going to be sponsoring the Hotel Bethlehem Plots with singer-songwriters, you know, acoustic acts, and a lot of great jazz music, so we're thrilled about that.
And let's also remind our listeners that Music Fest, it's right upon us here. It starts Friday, I guess, with a preview night Thursday, and from August 7th runs through Sunday the 16th, a 10-day festival. And I always describe it as 11 stages, but it's give or take a few, right? And it's a lot, you know, I mean, I think on the north side there are 6 free outdoor plotses, plus a kinder plots, plus a chamber and Vesper concert series, if I'm not mistaken. And then on the south side, 5 free plotses there, plus the sand steel stage where the paid shows take place. So did I miss any of those, or did I get those correct?
No, that sounds right. Mark, you always have the stats. What is it, 15 stages here plus the main stage, or 15 inclusive of the main stage?
It is 16 total, the main stage plus 15 additional free venues.
So 15 free to the public stages of offering. And as Mark mentioned, 348 acts at the festival this year is a record-breaking number for us. And so we're thrilled to be able to present this much music free to the community, music and arts free to the community, in addition to having 11 great headliners on the main stage for a total of 16 stages.
Also, there's something new going on with transportation, I know, this year, and I saw that online.
Yeah, absolutely. Our south side drop-off, or our shuttle lot, is moved to the corner of 2nd and Founders Way. And that's a great change. It's really going to put people closer to the heart of the Steel Stacks campus and the free stages at Music Fest. So we're very excited about that. We're going to have a transportation service via golf cart for seniors and persons with disabilities to take them over to our main stage. But that's a great new addition to the festival this year.
Also, Uber. I don't know if you connected with them last year, but
No, that's a new partnership this year. We're excited to be working with Uber. It's the first time. It's one of the few things they do in the Lehigh Valley, and they're going to be able to be on site, bringing people to the festival grounds, taking them home. And, you know, if you don't want to, you know, deal with the parking, or you want to get in and out quickly, that's going to be a great option.
So in addition to that, there's still off-site parking, which with a shuttle people can take in. And you have a north-south transfer vehicle also, which is a trolley, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a great transportation system. For people who are coming from outside the area, it's a wonderful option. And if you don't want to try and find parking and you live in the valley, it's another, you know, it's just a great option for people. We have a lot at Martin Tower on the north side, and we have a lot at the I-Corps lot off of Route 412 on the south side that will bring people in and drop them on the festival grounds. Now, if you're here for the whole day and you want to go back and forth between the Steel Stacks campus and the historic district, we have the north-south transfer, which is a bus that will bring you over to Steel Stacks or take you over the north side. So it's really easy and convenient to get around the festival.
And I enjoy creative parking kind of ideas. So, you know, for those who do want to park, there are places truly to park, as well as garages that you can find. So there's plenty of opportunity to come out and enjoy a great festival. We're going to get into the music shortly. Just want to ask you one more thing. I noticed online today that you're doing something new with Music Fest mugs this year.
Absolutely. You know, last year we started a great promotion called Restaurant Row, where we were working with six downtown Bethlehem restaurants to offer great specials and discounts for after the festival, really designed to encourage people to come back to Bethlehem year-round, enjoy the amazing shops, the restaurants, and the historic district. Well, this year we've grown the Restaurant Row promotion, plus we've added great attractions, offers for Dorney Park and for Dutch Springs to really highlight some of the other great things taking place in the Lehigh Valley throughout the year.
So that's a cool thing, and there's a kid's mug as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I have a 9-year-old daughter. I'm thrilled. We have a new, clear, light-up kid's mug. It has the Music Fest owl on it. It's $10, and it comes with a variety of different colorful settings, pulsing, strobe, you know, some wonderful greens and blues and reds. So we're pretty excited about that. We think it's going to be very popular with families.
You know, I was looking at let's jump into the schedule now. There's so much to offer this year at Music Fest, and one group I was surprised to see on the schedule was Cracker.
Yeah, we're thrilled to have Cracker at the festival for a free to the public show, a rare free to the public show for them. It's it kind of came together with that we were looking to do a show in the Music Fest Cafe, and the dates just weren't working out to do anything except during Music Fest. And I went back to them and said, "Hey, look, you know, this is the economics of the festival. Is it something we can make happen?" And they said, "You know what? We'd love to play the fest. So let's do the play. Let's do it for the festival." So we've got them headlining our Volksplatz stage, which is, I mean, Volksplatz feels like a club environment. It's a great place to see a show like Cracker, a rockin' show, late on a Friday night, Friday the 14th. They're headlining Volksplatz.
Let's listen to something from Cracker. This is a tune they got a lot of attention for when it came out. That's music from Cracker coming to Music Fest for a free show on the 14th on Friday, and that'll be taking place at Volksplatz from 9 to 11, and really excited about that. You know, the Buzzards play the same night, and they'll be over on the south side of the festival. The festival is split in half with venues on either side of the Lehigh River, and this is a group I've seen. They're out of the New York area, I believe, and I've seen them play a couple of times, probably maybe half a dozen. And
Roy Wilson, a great honky-tonk, rockabilly-type show with his band, The Buzzards.
And let's listen to a little bit of a tune from them, and as we continue to sample music from artists that are coming to Music Fest, which begins this Friday. That's a little sampling of the Buzzards coming to Music Fest on Friday the 14th. I'm Charles James, and this is Lehigh Valley Art Salon, talking with Patrick Brogan, who is Vice President of Programming at Music Fest, and Public Relations Senior Director Mark Demko. Some great things happened at Music Fest musically, and what kind of picks do you have? I mean, we may not be able to put them all on the air here.
No, absolutely. Some things that are great shows happening around the festival, and it's everything from, if you like a 1920s jazz vintage style scene, Chelsea Reed and the Fairweather Five, or Hot Bijou, our own from the area, are fantastic. If you're looking for a more rocking show, Wild Adriatic is one of my favorite shows right now. They came in and played the festival last year. And credit goes, we have a great staff of programmers, Helen Smith, Lauren McAloon, and several others who work on the festival, a great programming committee who work through selecting different things. And, Helen said, well, the Adriatic is going to be the show to see last year at the festival, and she was right, and they just knocked it out of the park. They're probably one of my biggest picks to see at the festival this year. They're playing on the second weekend at Plaza Tropical.
Now, what kind of music is Wild Adriatic?
It's a trio with a sultry lead singer, a wild bassist who's got probably the best afro playing the festival this year, and a drummer you can't take your eyes off of. So that combination is a lot of both stage presence and just driving a real driving rock sound. Good old American rock in Wild Adriatic. They'd probably be one of my biggest picks to check out.
Well, we'll check that out. And also, I think in the Sunday Morning Call, there's Pick of the Plots is published there yesterday also. So
that's right. Yeah, and a great list. The Morning Call does a great job with that.
One group that's coming back this year that hasn't been here for a few years is a group that we've had live. We've had in here in the studios and interviewed a couple of times, a group that's performed on Conan O'Brien more than any other band. Huh. They're based out of Nashville and L.A., and excited to see them back. They have a great CD that came out a couple of years ago called Jet Set.
Yeah, Los Straitjackets. If you're unfamiliar with Los Straitjackets, you're getting great driving guitar-driven sounds. A lot of surf rock with just some good old rock and roll in it as well. Los Straitjackets. They wear Mexican wrestling masks on stage, so you don't see their faces. And they very eccentric group, very wild. I think they're one of the most quintessential type of free to the public performers at Music Fest. That just an incredible live show, high level quality musicianship, and a little bit eccentric and quirky in presentation. I think those are some of the key ingredients in a great Plots show at Music Fest. Plots stage show at Music Fest, and Los Straitjackets have all of that.
You know, this is an example of one of the many shows that you have that you would pay like $30 to go see. That band played down at the Trocadero a couple of years ago when they come out in this area, and they've been a regular. They've been at Music Fest probably a dozen times or something like that over the years.
They have. They've been playing the festival probably since 2003 or 2004 is the first time that Robin Zaremski at the time was the director, the artistic director of the festival then, and she brought them in first. And we've had them over the years several times. They played the Levitt Pavilion. Unfortunately, a Levitt show got rained out a couple of years back, and this is the first opportunity we've had to bring them back to the festival, so we're very excited to have them playing Music Fest this year. Two nights to see them at Volksplatz and Plaza Tropical.
We'll be back on Lehigh Valley Art Salon after this.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Here's a sample of music from Los Straitjackets. And we're back with Patrick Brogan and Mark Demko of ArtsQuest, and who organized Music Fest. Now, and it's started in 1984, so now 32nd edition. I mean, it's just amazing, and that's an example of one of the several bands. You have Little Ed and the Blues Imperials that are going to be at the festival. They were just playing the Pennsylvania Blues Festival last weekend, or the weekend before last. Tumbling Bones, who was at the Bluegrass Festival recently, this last weekend, they're a group that we've played a lot on WDIY, and they're no longer going to be playing much longer. So it's a great opportunity to see them.
One last opportunity to see them here in the Valley.
Mark, what are you looking forward to at Music Fest?
You know, this would be my 17th festival, and I still get so excited on the first evening. You know, we work all year round to put this festival on. When you see the thousands upon thousands of people coming out, it's a very warm and very magical feeling. You know, it's what we work for all year, and you love to see the families. You love to see everybody coming out and having such a great time.
But what act are you looking forward to seeing the most, Mark?
I'm looking forward to seeing Snoop Dogg.
That's right. Why Snoop Dogg, Mark?
Just because I think he's a dynamic performer and he's a great addition to the lineup. You know, we always say we have a very diverse and dynamic lineup. I think Patrick and his team have put together one of the most remarkable lineups in the history of the festival.
It is I think it's my favorite main stage lineup from, and very iconic with Reba McEntire and Boy George and Culture Club and Jerry Seinfeld and Darius Rucker and, you know, to your point, Snoop Dogg, all icons in their own spectrums. But I wasn't going to let you get away without sharing that Snoop Dogg is the show that Mark Demko is most looking forward to this year.
You're on the record. How about your 9-year-old?
Pardon me?
How about your 9-year-old?
Oh, you know, she loves to come and go to Kinderplatz. That's our family venue. It's called the Children's Place. And we have a really exciting new addition there this year. We have a zip line for the first time. So we're going to have a zip line going over Kinderplatz. You can actually come during the week. We have an all-day ride pass for $20. You can ride all the rides, including one zip line ride. But we're going to have chalk murals this year. We're working with a couple community partners. We're going to be doing arts and craft activities. For example, the Girl Scouts of Eastern Pennsylvania and Habitat for Humanity, the Lehigh Valley. They're going to be doing different projects with the kids. We're always looking to do something different for families. Patrick has brought two incredible artists in residence here, and one of them is from Australia, Polyglot Theater. I'm going to let you tell them a little bit.
Sure. Polyglot Theater is doing their ants production, where they'll have, last year we had the big dinosaurs that took over Main Street. This year we've got little ants, people-sized ants, that'll be moving crumbs around Handwork Plots area, and engaging children with that as well, and families, that by the end of the show, all the kids and families are doing the work, and the ants just kind of sit back and watch the people doing the crumb moving. But it's a very engaging, it demonstrates community and community coming together to perform a task through nonverbal communication. The ants don't talk to kids, they just do their job, and eventually the kids pick up on that and they help the ants. And it's a really cool piece to see play out in public space.
Does that go on throughout the festival, or is it just a couple of days?
Ants are the first, it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday on the first weekend. They have one show on Friday evening. They'll be at opening ceremonies on Friday, August 7th. And they will also be performing four shows a day in the Handwork Plots area, 2, 4, 6, and 8 p.m. on Saturday the 8th, Sunday the 9th, and Monday the 10th. And then after that, we kick into headphone disco, where the DJ broadcasts through a transmitter into headphones that you can get and dance in the area that we'll have sectioned off as our official headphone disco area. And you'll be hearing that DJ broadcast, but only you'll be hearing it. So, Charles, it could be good people watching for you and I to watch Mark dancing in there. We won't hear the music. It'll be fun to watch.
I hope I don't hurt myself.
Well, that sounds great. I know one group that's coming back that also does some great paid shows in the area, and they're returning back to Music Fest, is Incendio. Let's play a little bit of something from them as we continue to talk about this year's Music Fest offerings, which all begin on Friday and run through a week from Sunday, from the 7th through the 16th. that's music from Incendio here on WDIY. I guess they're out of, are they out of the L.A. area?
California, Los Angeles, that's right. Great quality musicianship in that group as well. Great guitar playing. Just, again, another highlight of the festival in terms of musicianship.
You know, so we're going to close with something from Spite and Dival, and again, want to encourage people to get out and check out people like Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, who are going to be, I guess, the blues headliner on Thursday.
Thursday at Aetna America Plots. They will be the headliner and probably one of the biggest blues names on the festival. If you're a blues fan, Slam Allen is another great choice for you earlier in the week as well.
Yeah, I saw that. He's leading the charts right now, the Roots Music Report charts.
It is. I always think we have really three blues festivals over the course of the year, and our actual blues festival, Music Fest is its own blues festival, and then the Levitt Pavilion, Steel Stacks, has its own blues lineup throughout the course of the summer.
Well, thanks for being my guest this evening on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Charles James, Mark Demko from Public Relations from Arts Quest and with Music Fest, and Patrick Brogan, Vice President of Programming at ArtsQuest and Music Fest. Thanks for being here on WDIY.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
This is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm Charles James. Here's something from Spite and Dival, who are part of the Godfrey Daniels Day that closes out the festival on the 16th.
Down. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove.